Well, good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 8th of October 2012. Well, I'm back from a week of conferences last week. The fabulous IFP conference at Celtic Manor was extremely informative and great, great fun. A fantastic gathering of all our professional financial planners. Lovely to talk about RDR, the Retail Distribution Review, and I'll come on to that shortly. Then on Saturday I went down to the Key Persons of Influence conference on Saturday with some extremely interesting people there, and more of that later too. I'm actually recording this Friday, as I'm out of the office in Cambridge on Monday. And so let's carry on with a brief review this week of developments in personal finance. The economy, we saw last month gloomy reports from both the OECD and the EU, highlighting the dire straits in which both the EU and the UK find themselves in. Having said that, Mervyn King decided last month to call the end of the recession in the fourth quarter here in the UK, so it'll be interesting to see who wins on that one. Last month, the Bank of England held its base rate at 0.5% and QE unchanged. And it doesn't actually expect to change it before we've seen the results of its £80 billion funding for lending scheme come through. So we can look to, I think, lowish interest rates still for some time to come. Inflation last month fell again, with CPI now at 2.5%. But make the most of it, it's expected to rise again in the autumn. On the investment and savings front, there is a forthcoming ban on the sale of unregulated collective investment schemes in the UK. And VCT providers have now realised that this is actually quite a threat to them, and making some waves about that one. And the issues of fund charges is rising up the ladder very rapidly, once again as a result of the Retail Distribution Review. And I'm going to be talking more about the RDR later on in the month. Pensions, as you all know, auto-enrollment started this month for very large businesses, with limited employee contributions to start with, but those rise over time. And research suggests that most people will not opt out, with possibly as many as 10% electing not to contribute, which is, I think, much less than people anticipated. The government's also proposing some changes to the upper earnings limit and contribution guidelines, but those will probably take effect from next year, not this year. And the government's also proposing to re-examine its proposals for the flat rate state pension of £140 a week, looking in particular at the issue of means testing there. Mortgages, the government announced a £280 million extension to the first buy equity sharing scheme, and they also report that the new buy scheme is also gaining momentum, helping possibly to do something to move the housing market forward. And FSA data showed a small increase of 1% in mortgage advances in the second quarter, whilst average interest rates rose to about 3.78%. Looking at taxes and trusts, some interesting stuff here, really relating to how the HMRC is really keen to clamp down on tax avoidance. They fought and won a court case against a widely used scheme to avoid the payment of stamp duty land tax. And also, if you're a trustee administering the estate of a deceased relative, beware that HMRC assessed over 10,000 property valuations last year, reassessed them upwards, and earned an average of an additional 27,000 in extra tax in each case. Finally, on regulation, I'm really going to talk more about this later in the month, particularly about the RDR and its implications for consumers. But interesting things are coming through. The FSA has already acknowledged a drop in advisor numbers, and that's likely to get even worse in 2013. And Lloyds pulled out of the mass market investment advice, leaving those under 100k to invest to fend for themselves with a non-advised service. That's it from me. I'll be back in the office on Tuesday morning. Have a great week, and I hope you had a great weekend. Just remember that Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised to provide financial coaching and educational service. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice, and we cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. Advice has not been sought beforehand. Take care.